Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Welcome to Chris Grocho with me, Daniel, on Africa Tech Radio. And today I'm bringing you all the gist from social media. You know, gist about your social media founders, your social media applications, new features, and all that gist. That's what I always have for you. And to start today, we're talking about Spotify testing full music videos in potential YouTube stuff. I mean, it's interesting and I always say these things, but it seems like all these applications are getting similar. I said it before and I'm saying it again. And Iswis, I said what I said. Because Spotify is rolling full-length video music videos in a limited beta launch for premium subscribers as it's trying to enter into an arena that YouTube has dominated for nearly two decades. And what is funny to me is that why are we trying to do features that other people are doing? Is it, am I missing something? Is it a marketing thing? Is it something I don't understand? Because it seems I'm not getting it, because I don't understand why everybody's trying to be like everybody. So if you're trying to be like everybody, what is the uniqueness of your application? I keep saying it, but it seems that I'm missing something. I think I need to go and learn more about why all applications are trying to get similar. It says that music videos will be available for premium users in certain countries like the UK, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Poland, Sweden, Brazil, and some more in beta as it attempts to grow its user base. In fact, the aim is to reach 1 billion users by 2030, and Spotify's new plan faces competition from Apple Music, Alphabet, Google, YouTube, which already allows users to watch music videos for free. Thank you very much. Because I can search YouTube and watch any video of any length that is available on YouTube for free, the ones that are available for free, which is mostly, like almost all. I can check Google and just watch with, okay, yes, Google also like works hand in hand with YouTube to bring this video for free. So why am I paying Spotify Premium to have access to music videos? I think what caught my attention when they said in potential YouTube face-off. Because, I mean, you people have not figured out how to, okay, let me not say that. But really, I use Spotify and I find it difficult to subscribe to Premium because you can't subscribe to Premium from your application. So why do you think I'll go extra length to try to subscribe Premium? I mean, you're giving free songs, except so many advertisements. So I might as well just keep doing that without paying Premium and going to YouTube if I want to watch a video of any music. Anyway, Spotify rollout will include a limited catalog for music videos, including hits from global artists like Ed Sheeran. You know, the company has also expanded its offering to include podcasts and audiobooks in order to attract more users. So I think this is why they're trying to attract more users, more premium users, not just users. And it was forecast the premium subscribers reach about 239 million premium users in the current quarter, which estimates above 238.3 million. This is very good. Spotify must not have users like me. I'm just saying, because as long as you give it free, I'm not going to subscribe. Except I even tried to subscribe, to be honest. I just subscribed to Premium, but you don't have access from your application. I think there's something that needs to be sorted, because I don't understand the stress of trying to go Premium. YouTube is launching updated YouTube TV apps. So after previewing it a few weeks back and testing different variations with different users, YouTube has now updated its newly formatted YouTube TV application. And the main thing that this does is that it enables users to minimize the size of playback window in order to engage with other elements of the YouTube experience. So in other words, the YouTube TV would remain in full screen format, but you will now be able to reduce the screen to reveal other functions like comments, product links, channel access, and so on. So it's more like when you use full screen, like you do either full screen or you try to reduce the playback, the screen. So when you reduce the screen, you know what we do? Like when you're trying to get, usually on YouTube, when you're trying to view comment session or anything, you don't have access to the videos. So what it's doing is, what the YouTube TV app doing is giving you access to the videos, like to other functions of the application while still being on your video info. It just makes it easier to have access to features like visual descriptions, product links, comments, as I said, and so on and so forth. And it's interesting because it is especially for connected TV. Like, connected TV viewing has become a key growth element for the application. Because, I mean, what is better than having access to you on your phone is having access to YouTube on your computer. But guess what is better than that? Is having access to YouTube on your television. The phone is just amazing. It's beautiful. So YouTube is basically trying to make life easier for people that use their TV to watch YouTube. To watch, like, just... It just makes sense for YouTube to lean into TV viewing. And these features are better aligned with how people consume YouTube content on bigger screen, while also providing more options for future development. Well, guess what? Instagram is experimenting with an option to add files to DMs. If you don't know what DMs is, I mean, I know we all know that, but DMs are direct messages. So now you can send files via your Instagram DMs, which is very nice, but it's not very surprising because you can already send documents within WhatsApp and on Messenger, like in limited capacity. And with Meta working 24/7 to integrate all of his messaging platforms into one single system, it just makes that they would like to replicate the functionality of each to ensure full similarity. Apps are getting similar. Yeah, it's Meta. Meta is trying to turn all their apps to similar things while still holding. I think I like what Meta is doing because, in as much as they're trying to, okay, I'm not going to be a hypocrite, but I do think that it still means that they still have their functionalities while still having like similar functions. So whether you like it or not, Facebook has its own values that it brings. Instagram has their own features and values, and then WhatsApp has the same. So making it similar but still maintaining some of the key functions, the basic functions, the source functions, the one that made us join the applications in the first place, is very amazing. So what Facebook is trying to do is to integrate its messaging functionalities on Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp, enable users to send messages between apps with all the already existing and tools that are already available on each app. You know, you can already see it in the integration that already like goes across cross-posting on stories, because if you post on Instagram, it gives you the options to post it to your Facebook. So now I think it's going to link the three of them together. So from your WhatsApp, you can post to your Instagram stories and your Facebook story. From Instagram, you can post some stories and your Facebook stories. And same as Facebook, you can post to both Instagram and WhatsApp, which is interesting. I don't know how that works, but we're just going to wait and see. And that is all that we have for you today on Chris Control with Mide Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. Don't stop listening to Africa Tech Radio and make sure that you follow us on all our social media platforms. Do have a lovely, 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 lovely rest of the day.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.